हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तुमविर्विश्वावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So that point of the what you said about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that if Varnashram doesn't make sense or you can't relate to it, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends you just focus on doing your occupation nicely and doing your sadhana. Because if and why that? Why? Because the occupation means then you have the facility in which you can do your sadhana. Because that's the only purpose of varna, is to maintain yourself so that you can perform, so that you can elevate yourself. That's its only purpose. It creates a facility so that you can, yeah, like this. So then, you know how you say, one will perform one's work, that will generate the economics. Right? Then the administrator will see that everybody can do their work and generate economics. And then the whole reason that you are, you know, doing that, what are the skills to do that, and what are the skills for what you're supposed to be doing as a human, that's then the brahminical. Now if you do your sadhana, then one gets purified. And now the main thing of the whole Varnashram system is to develop devotional service. So if you don't know how to use, can't relate to Varnashram, how do you use it in devotional service? Therefore, since devotional service is independent, you just do devotional service. Right? That doesn't mean that your life and occupation aren't going to be a mess, but the point is at least devotionally, you're developing. Then as one gets purified, you'll start to see how those elements of devotional service fit into your ashram and into your varna. But until one has that purification, then what's the point? Because it's not about following Varnashram, it's about engaging in devotional service. So it's the best situation to be in to engage in devotional service. Therefore, if you can't relate to it, then you don't worry about it. That means that you don't speak against it, you don't oppose it. You know, you yourself just get down to, you know, what being practical. But it's not an excuse. I mean, it's when you start to see how you can improve, you can start to relate because of the purification and devotional service to use it. Now those who are already situated in Varnashram, they just start to see the Krishna consciousness in it. They're going to go on with what they're doing and then add their sadhana. By that, now they'll start to be able to see how the Varnashram can be engaged in the Lord's service. So just as on the material platform, it's a step ahead. So instead of, but devotionally, they still have to start from the same place. Right? So that's how you'd have somebody from Varnashram, someone not from Varnashram, and the one from Varnashram may be more advanced devotionally. But as far as how materially things work, the person from Varnashram, that'll work much better. You understand? Does that make sense? Means, let us say you have a gentleman from India. He has a big business. He has 10,000 workers working for him, and then he becomes a devotee. So technically, it's not a big deal for him to be humble and all those kind of things. But now, from the West, if you have that much kind of influence, then you consider you're a really big guy. It's much harder to do it. because of the lack of samskaras, right, that we were talking before. So now, by devotional service, one will develop, from that you'll develop that humility, tolerance, not looking for respect, respecting others. Now you can apply it back into the varna and ashram. And then, now you'll start to get benefit from that. Does that make sense? While the person in varna ashram, they already have that, then, but now they'll start to see how to use that in the Lord's service. So it means on the material side, that those who don't follow varnashram have to go through two steps, those who do only have to go through one. But devotionally, everybody goes through Shraddha, the prema. Does that make sense? Yes?
It seems that Diksha brings even more confusion into our lives, because we get Diksha, and then the bad standard, the Brahmins, the consciousness, as you mentioned previously, didn't change yet. It's a process.
Yes.
So then it doesn't match. And then we don't know how to relate, because people, you know, behave strange.
Yes. They say they need to visit Miss Peregrine.
Miss what?
Peregrine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, the because, see, is in the Brahminical element, when you get initiated, that's called technically Vatu, which means you have the adhikar, or the potential, but you haven't come to the standard of being able to engage, know how to use it and be situated in that. So just like you get second initiation, you don't know how to do artiks and pujas and don't know them, but now you can learn. You have the qualification to learn. So once you learn and you're established as, now you can do the pujari stuff nicely, then technically you would say now you are, you know, in that standard like that. But before that, you're technically called, now you're a brahmana. Before that, technically you're a brahmana, but you're a vatu. But then that's also a problem, because in the Vedic system, that vatu would happen when you're a little kid. So being, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10 years old and being on the bottom of the pile, it's not a problem. But when you're, you know, 30, 40 and then you're on the bottom of the pile, then it doesn't work out very good, you know. So that's but, you know, better late than never, you know, that's the point. But if it's understood, then by following the principle of humility and tolerance, then you'll actually learn and become qualified very quickly. Then you won't see that those peculiarities. You know what I'm saying? But otherwise, then you see that whole, how you say, you know, the big fat Brahmin thread and all that, you know, the sandals, the cargo shorts, the t-shirt with the big fat Brahmin thread sticking out, you know, so everybody knows you're a Brahmin, but, you know. Like, sometimes you don't see it so often, but you sometimes see is that the Indian gentleman, that no way can you tell that they are doing any kind of sadhana or anything. But when they go to the bathroom, they take out the Brahmin thread, put it around their ear, but they don't put it back inside. They let it hang out so that you know they're a Brahmin. Yes. Yes. So all these peculiar things are, if one sticks to the sadhana, one knows the standards, they'll go away with time. Even if you stick to the sadhana, don't know the standards, they'll still go away, but it doesn't mean it won't be more problem. And if you don't stick to the standard, then they go away more slowly, and so then they'll just be problems. But better problems in connection with Krishna consciousness, at least you're developing on that side, rather than saying, oh, so much problem, and then going out into a place that's more problem. Like, you know, what is it? Out of the frying pan into the fire, right? You know, so that's not a benefit. Is that okay? So that's the thing, is that we focus on this devotional service, but varnashram is mentioned because it's so useful. But if we can't relate to it, then just do what we're supposed to do, practice our life, whatever we're practicing, but focus on the sadhana. But if people just practice their life and don't focus on the sadhana, where's the progress? Right? How it will be progressive? We wouldn't say that is so sincere. That's not your ideal. But if someone can't relate, doesn't understand because of the culture or whatever it is, that doesn't matter. If you focus on the devotional service, on the sadhana itself, that will qualify you then to be able to relate to how to actually live life as a human being. Right? Yes?
Do you mean sadhana like whether they are
just means they're chanting, they're reading, they're doing all the recommended things.
Oh, okay.
Because that doesn't matter whether you live at home or live in the temple. Still, you're supposed to get up in the Brahma Muhurta, you're supposed to be engaged in spiritual activities, you know, you're supposed to offer, you know, worship Krishna, offer your food to Krishna,
okay,
try to offer the results of your work to Krishna. That's all part of the devotional service. That's why the Pancharatric system is, you could say, the visible system in the life of the devotee. The central is the Bhagavat, but the visible is the Pancharatra. And then you add Vedic as necessary. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Srila Prabhupada comments. Seven sisters. You can see where they got the name. The amazing part, it's always seven. There's more, they're groups of seven. There's two groups of seven, three groups of seven. And I thought, okay, that's around here. Then I was in Australia, saw the same birds in seven. Like that, you know. Hmm? Yeah, universal principle. So then when they do their Maru Vidya, then they'll understand how they're one of the seven sisters within the universal form of seven sisters, and then try to see that in connection with the Lord, who's the cause of all causes. Yes. Yes? Okay. As indicated here by the word Manastaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred from the core of Vasudeva's mind or heart to the core of the heart of Devaki. That's the point before. The mind or heart, they're the same. We should note carefully that the Lord is transferred to Devaki not by the ordinary way for human being, but by diksha, initiation. Thus, the importance of initiation is mentioned here. Unless one is initiated by the right person who always carries within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot acquire the power to carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of one's own heart, right? So that's the point. It's because we want to carry the Lord in our heart, we get that from someone who's carrying the Lord in the heart. That's why initiation is there. That's the process. So in this way, you could say what samskar is the most important. This is the most important. Then if you're taking after that, then the material, then marriage, because then at least you'll have children that aren't automatically Varna Shankara, you know, like that. And then if you perform Garbhadan, then there's a better chance then it'll refine it a little bit more. Like that, yeah. Okay. There's no need to think of the Lord artificially as yogis do. Dhyana vastita tad gatena manasa pasyanti yam yoginaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1. Yogis meditate upon the Supreme Person within the mind. For a devotee, however, the Lord is present, and his presence need only be awakened through initiation by a bona fide spiritual master. The Lord need not have to live within the womb of Devaki, for his presence within the core of her heart was sufficient to carry him. One is here forbidden to think that Krishna was begotten by Vasudeva within the womb of Devaki, and that she carried the child within her womb. Right? So here, she is carrying within the heart, like that. That will be the principle. When Krishna is there, it is to be understood that all his plenary expansions, such as Narayana, and incarnations like Lord Nrisimhadeva and Varaha, are with him, right? Because he, being the original, then all the expansions of him are just various aspects and various combinations of his personality. So therefore, when you have Krishna, means all the incarnations are within him. They already exist there anyway, but they're... But in this case, when he comes to the world, then that manifestation is there, so it's very clear for us. But he already includes all of them. Right? Just like when the eternal associates come, it already includes the demigods. Because the demigods are only expansions of the Lord's Eternal Associates. Right? Because Kiradakshaya Vishnu is there, he's with the demigods. Right? Where does that come from? From Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and his associates, what? Karanodaksha, his associates, goes back to, you know, Mahanarayana, goes back to Baladev, goes back to Krishna. So the point is, as Krishna's associates in Braj, their expansions actually end up with the demigods here. That's why when they come, you don't have to have a problem. Well, what happened to that demigod, but you have the associates here? Because they're already absorbed there. And then where the eternal associates aren't, then that representation is there in that form. Yes?
I was thinking that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan because he has all the qualities manifested in food.
Yes.
And others, it's part.
Yes. Yes. Because that they'll only do part. Because what's the need of full? Because when he does full like that, that's like what is that? I think can't remember. That's Prakash or Vilas. Prakash means like in the Rasa dance. Then Krishna's in between every gopi, but it's the same Krishna in the same mood. Like Balaram is Vilas, right? Because same Krishna but different mood. Therefore, he's known as Balaram. Like that. So the mood is different. But when the mood's the same, then that's just like Krishna with Lord Brahma and taking all the mood of all those Vishnu types. It's all the same mood. Because he's just there to, how you say, establish his authority. You know, while Brahma's thinking he can play some little trick, so then Krishna reciprocated. As you surrender, he reciprocates. So he tried to trick Krishna. Krishna reciprocated by tricking him back. But Krishna is a better trickster, so like that. Sorry if that offends any delicate feelings. Yes. Is that? Yeah, so like what you said, yes. Swamsa means is less, and then an expansion of a swamsa will be even less than that swamsa. That's why we say a portion of a plenary portion. So plenary means it's full, but what is manifest will just be a portion. So, in other words, Krishna has all aspects of rasa and personality. Balaram will have a portion of that, a certain aspect. Now, his expansion will have a portion of that. That's what the meaning of all the expansions, because one will bring out this, like Nisringadeva brings out the anger, or Varaha brings out sacrifice, or different, you know, they all bring out a different aspect. Not that everything's not there, but the point is, why manifest the same thing? You're already doing it. You're already enjoying yourself sitting on the couch, so you don't have to have another one of yourself sitting next to you and, you know, how you say, sitting on the couch. What you want is an expansion of yourself in the kitchen getting the drinks, right? You know, that's what you want. Does that make sense? You know, and then they don't have to come and sit back down there, you know, because you're already enjoying the program, so then, you know. But if they do, they sit down and then they're there and enjoying the program, and any time you need a drink, they go get the drink. So, yes. Okay. So when Krishna is there, it's to be understood that all his plenary expansions, such as Narayana and incarnations like Lord Nisringadeva and Varaha, are with him, and they are not subject to the conditions of material existence. So it's not that he has to be in the womb to take birth, like that, because he's unborn, so he can appear without that. But generally, puff of smoke appearances, then, you know, they're appreciated, you know, on stage and stuff like that, then it's cool. If it happens in your house, people freak out. They call 911. Like that, you know, like that. It's like that. Call up the local priest. He comes down there with his, you know, heebie-jeebie water, you know, like that. You know. So, therefore, then he'll follow that form, but it's not necessary. So not, to, no, but he's in the womb, this and that. No, he's in the heart. But he may appear in that way, but at the same time, not. In this way, Devaki became the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, and the cause of all creation. Devaki became the residence of the Absolute Truth, and because she was within the house of Kamsa, she looked like a suppressed fire, or like misused education. When fire is covered by the walls of a pot or is kept in a jug, the illuminating rays of the fire cannot be very much appreciated. Similarly, misused knowledge which does not benefit the people in general is not very much appreciated. So Devaki was kept within the prison walls of Kamsa's palace, and no one could see her transcendental beauty, which resulted from her conceiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you understand here, conception is actually in the mind, right? Hence the 50 rounds. Right? That's the whole point, is because that's where the conception takes place. Right? We're thinking, no, it's the mechanics. No, it's the conception within the mind. That's actually the point. That's what you get. Right? The how you say, your standard methods, that produces the body. Right? The form that it's going to be manifest through. But what's the consciousness? Therefore, what's the subtle body? That's what you have to see. Because that gross body would be according to what the nature of the parents are. Right? You know, they're tall, blonde, you know, blue-eyed. Then they're going to have kids like that. You know, they're not going to end up with a short kid with brown, you know, how you say, black hair, curly black hair and brown eyes. It's not happening. Right? If it does, the father's going to be looking at the mother. What's going on? Is there something you want to tell me? Yeah. So, therefore, the body is set what it's going to be. Now, what's going to be the consciousness and the subtle body? Now, that's what's going, because that's what moves. When the soul moves around, what do they move around with? Their consciousness and the subtle body. So when you attract a soul, that's what you're attracting. Does that make sense? That's why the conception in the mind is actually more important than the other. Does that make sense? You know, so you have a bottle, what's in the bottle is more important than the bottle itself. Now, if the two match, right, I have something very nice in a very nice bottle, that's considered the best. But better than having a fancy bottle with something useless in it, Ben is having an ordinary bottle with something fancy in it. And of course, bad bottle, bad stuff inside the bottle, now that, you know, that's you're just supposed to take it out of the fridge, extend your arm, and let go. Right? You know, that's the process. Yes?
Who's going to clean that up?
The garbage is there.
Okay.
So you come from a background where there's a very large kitchen. Okay, that's good, good. Okay, so does that make sense? Yes.
And you're saying that conception happens in the mind. You say that the mind attracts a particular soul?
Yes, the consciousness of the parents attracts that particular soul.
Because I heard one preacher, devotee, he was saying that the soul may choose the parents, may even stick to them, and then try to arrange so that just take birth from their, from these devotees, from these particular personalities.
Yes. Means that that's very important when you're looking at the table in front of you, and when you take those very overly large cards and turn it over, right, then you're really hoping for the world. But if that's not how you run your life, then I wouldn't worry about that kind of a definition. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay, yeah. Yeah, or your, how you say, your guru is a lady with a black turban and she lives in Mooncrest. Then, yes, then that would definitely be a proper definition. But if not, then you just worry about what you're supposed to do. Because what does it mean? If I'm doing like that, I'm not in control, this is what's going to happen. You know, it's not that it matters what I do, so, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, either if it turns out bad, we're the victim. If it turns out good, then, you know what I'm saying? It's not an educated, actually, understanding. Okay. So, yeah, misused knowledge. You have proper knowledge. You use it in a proper way. People don't really appreciate it like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Commenting on this verse, Sri Viraragavacharya writes, Vasudeva Devaki Jatararor Hridayayor Bhagavatas Sambandaha. The Supreme Lord's entrance into the womb of Devaki from the heart of Vasudeva was a heart-to-heart relationship. Right? So it's heart to heart. It's not heart to womb. Yeah. But that's the whole thing. Yeah, because womb means where something is cultivated. So therefore the heart is actually the womb. Then you have the gross manifestation. Does that make sense? That's why consciousness is so important. That's why matching consciousness of the two, natures and consciousness. If you have the natures, then you have the gross and subtle body. You have consciousness, then you have that same determination. So all that together, if it's matched, then you end up with really direct, very focused children. If not, you end up with all kinds of stuff. That's why it's recommended. Now, most people then, they're going by, oh, why do we have to do all this? Why is all this and that? What is their consideration? Is it about the children? Never. Zero. It'll always be about themselves. I've gotten attached to this person. Now, maybe I shouldn't have gotten attached to this person, but I have gotten. So therefore, you know, because we're devotees, then why do we have to do this? If we weren't devotees, we find another excuse. You know, oh, it's love and this and like that. That's not, but devotees aren't going to buy that one. So, oh, well, you know, we're devotees, so you have to use that one. But otherwise, we are karmis and, you know, love's not, you know, has no boundaries, love, you know, all that kind of jazz. Does that make sense? That's what we'd be doing. So the same excuses to the same friends and relatives that all see the obvious that it's not going to work, and us due to illusion and attachment, then we think, oh, this is fabulous. Like that. That's why the Vedic thing is there. With you know, friends and relatives or whoever, you look at the chart, all these things, check to see that everything matches, and if it matches as well as you understand it to match, then you have something to go with. That's what we're looking at. That's why it's there. People can say, oh, it's, you know, this is also external. But basically getting married and, you know, Garbhodan Samskar is as external as it gets. You know, you don't get much more external than that. You know what I'm saying? You know, even money, it's still just a representation. It's a piece of paper. It represents wealth. Does that make sense? So that's why these things are recommended here. But as it says, if you can't relate to it, then you focus on your sadhana and stuff like this and that, and then you do your best. But it doesn't mean that there's not going to be the trouble that comes along with. If you don't know how to cook, you go in the kitchen, there is problem. You're going to end up with cut, burnt fingers, you know, and stuff all over your clothes, you know, and possibly stuff on the ceiling. But hey. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued. Devaki then kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot, or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. Srila Prabhupada comments. In this verse, the word Janak Kala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. So we see in the last one he focused on the fire in the pot. And in this one he's focusing on this. Because that one is it. Yeah. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there is already much scientific knowledge, whenever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world. For otherwise, the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or other, the sublime knowledge of the science of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all of human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world. Jare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amar Agyai Guru Hoy Tara Edesh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Right? So this knowledge, having that, that's what's distributed. That's what it means to be guru. Because guru is a principle, right? Parents are guru. That doesn't mean are they giving initiation to their kid? No, but they're guru because of that. Anybody who's in that leading position, they're guru. The temple president is guru. Jesus, they're all guru because they're guiding. They're seeing to this. They're distributing this knowledge. So that means what you know about Krishna, you try to give that to others. That's the point. Yes.
But hardly any Indian is distributing Krishna consciousness all over the world. Like nobody. people, they can't even leave India.
They can't leave India?
No, because they're not, you know, like some countries don't allow them to go there and...
So then preach to the government people that are keeping him here that they don't go outside.
No, but the other point is that like Westerners don't generally listen to Indians so much, like they don't value... You find that most Western people are preaching the West of Westerners.
It all depends. You know, but the main point is that it's something for everybody. See, if everybody was instructing, then it wouldn't come down to it. Only in Bharatvarsha they know about Bhagavad Gita. So it's not specifically that those in the Indian subcontinent, that it's there, it's everybody's duty. But they're the only ones left that have these things. Yes, so if anybody does happen to know, they distribute it. And so with time, as they know, then it will be distributed. You know, like that. Because those who do go, then they know how to deal quite well.
Yeah.
Because they know both worlds.
Yeah.
Like that. Indians have not done their proper duty of distributing it. Now, therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is, without distortion. Although previously there were attempts to distribute the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, these attempts involved distortion and compromise with mundane knowledge. But now the Krishna consciousness movement, without mundane compromises, is distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are deriving the benefits of awakening to Krishna consciousness and becoming devotees of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the proper distribution of knowledge has begun, by which not only will the whole world benefit, but India's glory will be magnified in human society. Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within his house, Bhojendra Gehe, with the result that Kamsa, with all his opulence, was later vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was being choked by unscrupulous Indian leaders, with the result that Indians' culture and knowledge of the Supreme were being lost. Now, however, because Krishna consciousness is spreading, the proper use of Bhagavad Gita is being attempted. So therefore, Indians see the value, then they distribute. They don't see the value, then they're going to go against. So that applies across the board. So therefore, devotees that know about it, their duty is to spread, not to go against it and stop it from going. Right? So there, if devotees are stopping the Harinam, stopping people dressing as devotees and all that, then what's the difference between them and the Indians that aren't preaching? Right? In other words, Indians know about Gita, but they're not following the culture, not valuing it, not allowing others to follow it. So then if somebody knows about it and does the same thing, what's the difference? Like that. So much talk about, you know, the Hindus and all that and things like that, but it's just, we've just made more Hindus. Right? So the point is everyone's supposed to take up Krishna consciousness. So those who know, it's easier that they start distributing because they already know. And then from there, it'll expand. So everybody knows. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was within her womb, Devaki illuminated the entire atmosphere in the place where she was confined. Seeing her jubilant, pure, and smiling, Kamsa thought, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is now within her, will kill me. Devaki has never before looked so brilliant and jubilant. So again, term that brilliant is an original term, and unfortunately very few use it nowadays, but Srila Prabhupada comments. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya taratmanam shujamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. In this age, at the present moment, there are inordinate discrepancies in the discharge of human duties. Human life is meant for God-conscious realization, but unfortunately the materialistic civilization is stressing only the senses of the body, not understanding the living force within the body. As clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, Dehi no smin yata dehe, Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Within the body is the body's proprietor, the living force, which is more important. But human society has become so fallen that instead of understanding the living force within the body, people have become busy with external things. This is a discrepancy in human duties, right? So they're performing, you know, they're going in some way unscientifically through the ashrams, they're situating themselves unscientifically in Varna. But they're only focusing on that. They're not focusing on elevation of the soul. Therefore, it's a discrepancy in human duties. Because human duties is to become God conscious. Right? And then these others are simply to create the environment in which you maintain yourself so that you are able to be Krishna conscious. Right? It's really hard to be Krishna conscious if you're dead. Right? So, that's why then maintaining yourself is recommended. Pretty straightforward. Practical. Avoid being dead. Yes.
It's very prominent in the commentaries of Srila Prabhupada. Avoid is hence careful. He is referring to the first chapters of Bhagavad Gita very often.
Yes.
And he's not talking much about Rasa.
Well, you also have that you were in Dwarka Lila here. So Dwarka means that aspect of Maryada. And that it, so the rules and regulations based on the knowledge. So these aspects, that's what's been going on here. So we haven't really seen much actually elements of rasa other than what we've already seen before in the Bhagavatam. We're just getting more detail of this. So we've gotten detail, okay, Kardama Muni and his wife having children, and they're having the Supreme Lord. But you're looking more at the external elements of it, right? The relationship husband and wife, the considerations, all these things like that. He's a Brahmin, but she's a Kshatriya. So therefore, from that aspect, she's, you know, a princess. She'll be used to, you know, big opulence and that, so he builds her a nice palace and all those things like that. Because being feminine, the greater, how you say, appreciation of sensual interaction, so he increases that for her. You know, the element of beauty, then, you know, you have 2,000 maidservants are taking care of her. So all this is just showing that consideration. The husband goes out of his way to see that the likes and interests and nature of the wife is being accommodated. And then, but then they have the Supreme Lord. Why is that? Because of their consciousness. Right, so in here, then we see more of the focus on the consciousness, because these other things have already been dealt with, like that. And so then we'll see as it goes on, as we're dealing with that pure rasa, because we've already basically dealt with rasa on the platform of Vaikuntha, like that. And so now, what's left is rasa on the platform of Braj. Then seeing that, then we can start to appreciate the finer points within the Vaikuntha rasa. Is that, yeah. So we see as time goes, it has to be. Because otherwise, if you approach rasa and don't understand the tattva, you won't actually understand the rasa. Because the rasa is a manifestation of it. It's not that rasa is born from the tattva. It means the rasa and the tattva are non-different. The tattva is only explanation of the rasa. So if you don't like the explanation, why would you appreciate the rasa? Yes.
There's an argument for that. Because one is coming from feelings and one is coming from intelligence. So it's two different functions. Some people can relate to feelings, some can relate to both.
But the soul has both of them. So that means the pure soul can relate to both, because you're a person, so there's that, but at the same time as there's interaction and situations with others and everything like that. There's a science. Otherwise, what do you do? So if let us say, for example, how much of the day would the gopis like to be with Krishna? 24/7. But how much of the time does Mother Yashoda want to be with Krishna? 24/7. What about the cowherd boys? What about the cows? Yeah, you understand? So now, in this, okay, now the cowherd boys, as sons of the gopis, can be fully Krishna conscious, talk about Krishna, so it doesn't affect their rasa. So that you can kind of put together. So they can get their time. In other words, Mother Yashoda gets her time, the cowherd boys get her time, you know, the cows, you know, like this, the gopis, everyone gets their time. But we see is that Mother Yashoda's, the cowherd boys, the servants, the cows, they can all actually have time together. You know, at some point. You know, you can't manifest as much fully. It's not that Mother Yashoda can, you know, so it's not out in the Goshala, Mother Yashoda's not manifesting her main aspect, but the Goshala is part of her house. And so it's all part of the scene. He gets up, he goes out, takes care of the cows, then comes back for his bath. Not that, oh, hey, forget the cows, you know, and let's just have the bath. You know, like that. So you can put things together. The gopis can come, and as married women, they can come and assist Mother Yashoda as the queen of Vrindavan cooking. Right? So even though you can say is that that Barshanaraj is actually richer in that than Nanda Maharaj, but Nanda Maharaj is the king, because if it was there, then if Krishna's over there, then how will they be over here? But because they're serving the queen, so therefore, what's the problem? But where are they serving the queen? Behind the scenes. So they're not serving, they're not anything like that. So who's serving? The mothers are not serving. So Yashoda, Rohini heads it up like that, so the mother Yashoda can oversee more. You know, she can go back and forth and this and that. Rohini can be there, she can be in the kitchen, so it can work out. And the servants are there, what's her name? Danishta, you know, and others like this. So then they can all take care. All those things work out nicely. That's because all these rasas can go like that. But for the gopis, then when they're with Krishna, it has to be just them, or nobody knows. Because as soon as they know, is it parakya? No, it's swakya. Therefore, in swakya, you can know. You know that Krishna's with Rukmini and they come to the program and all that. That's fine. But the intimacy of Krishna and Rukmini, that you don't, because that doesn't work well in public, you know. Everyone's going to say, hey, get yourself a palace, you know, stuff like that. So then, you know, so that's why they stick to the palace. No? Yeah, you understand? So that's the whole thing, is that it rasa has a science. Tattva is only explaining that science. That's all. And rasa is only the manifestation of that science. So rasa is the manifestation of tattva. Tattva is the explanation of rasa. They're non-different. So they go together. So not understanding that, that's why they go too far one way, just the sentiment, or too far the other way. But the point is those that can see the balance, you know the science behind the rasa. Then you can explain why it's there. That's why it's there. Plus, when you have the element that parakia, when you're on your own, then that's exciting. But when you're in a situation in which people could know but they don't know, then that has its own excitement. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So that's the whole point. Radha and Krishna are sitting together in Radhakund with all the gopis. And Jatila walks in. But because they're in a blue sapphire garden, they can only see the gopis. Though Krishna is sitting exactly right next to Radharani. And they're talking to Radharani, what's happening, what are you doing? Oh, we're just sitting and this and that. Have you, I heard Krishna was down here. No, no, he's not. And because they can't see Krishna, they accept it. How much fun is that? Right? Everybody's, you know, they're all, I mean, that's like, you know, really good. So things like that, or just they're in there with all the other gopis are there, all the different ones are there, because they're in Mother Yashoda's house, so all the rivals are there. But you get your message to Krishna about your meeting, and the others don't even know it happened, let alone the parents. Parents definitely don't want to know, you know, but the other gopis don't even know. So this is why then there's that. So to say it's one or the other, then that means... then they haven't caught the mood, the Rupa Goswami has. Because otherwise, what does Prabhupada call the nectar of devotion?
Sentimental.
You know, the ultimate sentimental appreciation of Krishna's, you know, pastimes. No, he calls it the science of devotional service. So that's the whole thing. They're taking gyan on how to get up to the point of liberation, and taking that knowledge and this knowledge of rasa and saying they're the same. So then they're trying to throw out gyan with this, and then with just this. But is not actually the position. And they're not even seeing that the gyan of this world is connected to getting to that position. It's not something different. I can't use something to get something and not have a connection. Right? So point is that they're connected. Does that make sense? You know, the kitchen and food, there's a connection. So even though the food's in the next room on the dining table, it's not that it doesn't have a connection to the kitchen. Oh, we don't need these kitchens and all that. We have food on the table. What do we need these things for? Yeah, okay, eat that meal. Now what? You know. So that's the whole point, is they're connected. So it's used whenever it's used. Plus, the most fun is that Krishna and his associates are always quoting Shastra. And that's how then the rasa. Right? Krishna, Mother Yashoda, would she let him go out into the cowherd fields? No. Why? Because she wants him there all day. One, she wants to be with him. Two, it's dangerous. Right? By her estimation. Right? So then, she won't allow it. Now, how is it Krishna's going out into the field? By what principle? He's a Vaishya. According to Shastra, Vaishyas have to tend cows. Therefore, because of Varnashram, that's why Krishna's going out into the field. And then we want to say, you know, Varnashram's bogus. You understand? So that's the whole thing. Is that it's all part of one nice homogeneous thing. That's why Krishna, he's all rasa. That's why he's so wonderful. While the other avatars then are a part of that rasa. It may be unlimited, but a part. But because he's the total, that's why he's special. So in that totalness also includes some naughtiness, because it's all part of the thing. Yes? Yes? As long as it's on the topic, but otherwise... Slightly before topic. So it means, what do you mean by before this topic? Like
the one that was
1700... The what was this? 82?
No, today's lesson, but...
Okay, so it's nothing about Napoleon or something. And I say, dissolving the Holy Roman Empire or something. Okay, go ahead.
I felt the chapter title to be a misnomer.
The title chapter being a misnomer.
Yeah.
Prayers by the Demigods. And why is it a misnomer?
In the womb, it's mentioned in the womb, which you told that there was no involvement of the womb. It was from heart to...
Yeah, but the heart is the womb. That's where the Lord is situated. So therefore, that's a womb.
You also mentioned that womb wasn't involved in his conception.
Yeah, but why don't you listen to the whole thing? If you have the higher concept of womb, the lower concept is taken care of. That's what the whole discussion is about. Womb means yoni, means the source of. So Krishna is actually the womb of the universe. And he's the womb of universes because he's Mahavishnu. And Mahasankarshan, he's the source of Karana Dakshai Vishnu. And then that goes back to Mahanarayan, goes back to Balaram, goes back to Krishna.
In this context, it doesn't refer to Devaki's womb, so I was just confusing
that. And so what's the problem? It did refer to her womb, but you're refusing to acknowledge that is the actual definition of the womb.
It wasn't a traditional conception, it was not involving the womb, and it was from the...
Okay,
mind.
Like this. Let's say I have... I have a bottle of drink, and it's in the refrigerator. Okay, you can relate to that? Okay. Now, I tell you, please get me a drink. Right? But you're insisting, unless I say refrigerator, unless I say get me a drink out of the refrigerator, and that happens to be in a bottle. Right? You didn't say bottle. You didn't say refrigerator. So how am I supposed to bring this drink? And you didn't specify when you said bring with what? Am I supposed to use a forklift? Am I supposed to use, you know, a little, you know, wheelbarrow? Or am I supposed to, you know, go down and catch the kids, you know, that little truck thingy that they, the wagon that they have, or like that? Should I put it in the shoe, you know, like that? But we don't have any Louboutin shoes, so, you know, that won't actually, you know, make good coffee and stuff, you know, because you put it in one of these new fandangled running shoes, they're so porous anyway, it'll just run out, you know. But if you put it in something else, Crocs, you know, like that, that's full of holes, you know, like that, you know. So, so, you know, you haven't specified, so, you know, you can't be talking about this. So is this the level of discussion we want to have? So now let us say you're sitting in the room when this is going on. You're there, your friend's there, this third person who's making this whole scene is going on. What are you thinking? Why can't they connect the dots? You know, the important thing is not where it is, but it's in a bottle. Right? Now, if it's outside the fridge, in the fridge, where it's in the fridge, I can put it in the freezer for some time also. You know what I'm saying? So the whole point is we have to understand what it is. Because you're talking about the womb of that person who is the womb of the universe. So, you know, try to put all that together. How do you fit unlimited in Devaki's womb? Right? But in the heart, because you're thinking of the Lord, you can. The Lord agrees to take that size. Okay, we're good? You know, it's just like, do we call movies films? Yeah? But they're digital. So shouldn't we call them, hey, I got this great new bite, you want to look at it? So, therefore, words are for conveying a particular message. Catch the message. If you get caught up in the words, you'll always have a problem. Yes? Okay.
About
Tattva and Rasa,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it happens that there is this Brajlila, Mathura, Advaita. Prabhupada is taking care of that the Tattva is being brought out wherever possible, so that those who read his books don't, you know, just, you know, be on one side. In contrast to the other Acharyas who bring up the Rasa. So, like, throughout we're going to see that the Tattva will become another person. That's a unique position for us.
Yes, but then I put it into that context. So, since he's writing for the Krishna book, then the Krishna book being only 10th canto, you have to approach 10th canto from the other 9 cantos. So then by including the essential elements from the other 9 cantos into the 10th canto, into the storyline, then Prabhupada's done that. So you can say, from that aspect, that's unique. Then from the other aspect is the Acharyas, because they've already written the commentaries on the other 9 cantos, and on the 10th they're expecting that you'll remember all that, and in previous times probably you could. But Prabhupada knowing, how we are not necessarily so great at that, therefore then he'll include that knowledge again, just to make sure, like that. So I would be careful in that pointing out the uniqueness of doing that, that's just the position of the founder acharya, knowing how it will work for everybody, but not saying that it's unique, meaning the others didn't necessarily get it right. So you have to be careful. In other words, we can't establish the previous acharyas at the expense of Prabhupada or Prabhupada at the expense of the previous acharyas. It's like it has to work out for everyone. But human society has become so fallen that instead of understanding the living force within the body, people have become busy with external things. This is the discrepancy in human duties. Therefore, Krishna has taken birth or taken shelter within the womb of the Krishna consciousness movement. Ooh, we have a problem here. So where is this womb? Okay, so you get the context here. Okay, yeah. Men of Kamsa's class, therefore, are very much afraid and are busy trying to stop this movement, especially in the Western countries, you know. So how are you going to go, business class, premium class, or Kamsa class? I'll take the Kamsa class. One politician has remarked that the Krishna conscious movement is spreading like an epidemic, and that if not checked immediately, within 10 years it may capture governmental power. There is, of course, such potency in the Krishna conscious movement. As stated by authorities, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ayurlila 17:22, Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In this age, Krishna has appeared in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Krishna conscious movement is spreading like wildfire all over the world, and it will go on doing so. Men who are like Kamsa are very much afraid of the movement's progress and acceptance by the younger generation. But as Krishna could not be killed by Kamsa, this movement cannot be checked by men of Kamsa's class. The movement will go on increasing more and more, provided the leaders of the movement remain firmly Krishna conscious by following the regulative principles and the primary activities of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra regularly. Right? So that's the... Then the explanation is that from outside it can't be checked because Kamsa can't bother Krishna. But if from within, in, then we're not careful, then it can be hampered. It'll be hampered only, you know, during those times that those individuals are making that effort. But it will always be victorious because it's Krishna. Mm-hmm. So it's just that the persons involved, they won't get any credit for furthering it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So that's the whole point. So we want to be very careful that we're involved in the development of Krishna consciousness, not getting in the way of Krishna consciousness. Yes?
And the other salient point is that the movement will go on increasing more and more. Prabhupada's not referring to any kind of management structure, GVC, following the regular principles and chanting.
Yes. It means Krishna consciousness is a state of mind. The movement is actually a state of mind. Mm-hmm. Then an institution is created to enhance that. Mm-hmm. Just like Varnashram's not what's the necessary point, it just enhances the devotional service. You have to express it somewhere. Mm-hmm. So therefore, let's say you have Kshatriyas, and Kshatriyas are Krishna conscious, then how much more influence they can have. But even without them, still it can go on.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, Krishna consciousness is independent, so if you're Krishna conscious, things go on.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is. That's why you have to understand there's the movement. Prabhupada's talking about the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Then within that movement, he's created ISKCON as a form of that movement to carry on the activities of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that the structure itself is what makes the movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Krishna consciousness given by Prabhupada and the acharyas that makes the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jai Nitai Gaurav Premanandi.